This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station. And good morning, my friends. 7 minutes after 9 o'clock here on this Wednesday. That means it's time for the Wednesday Morning Talk Show. I'm Terry Toe, alongside everybody's favorite uncle, the one, the only, they broke the mold after this guy.
Yep.
Uncle Ralph Niehaus. Hi, Uncle Ralphie.
Rumor has it Dad shot the Stark.
What a wish start.
Good golly. And joining us in studio, Mickey Robinson, our good friend with the Coal Country Chamber, and it's the 12th annual Fall Festival in Bunnell coming up this Saturday, and we're going to be talking about all sorts of activities there at the Fall Festival. Our program brought to you today by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Back to Chad in just 30 seconds.
Making final arrangements at the time of need is difficult for even the strongest of families. While we do everything we can to make things easier, there is a better way. At Plummer Funeral Home, we offer pre-arranged funeral planning, allowing you to make your wishes known in a quiet, dignified way. It gives you time to consider the different options and then create a personalized service that will reflect your individual wishes and beliefs. Plummer Funeral Home, the locally owned hometown funeral home, your neighbor and your friend.
Back in studio with our friend Mickey Robinson from the Coal Country Chamber of Commerce. 12 years been this 12 years of the Fall Festival. My goodness. Seems like it just started a couple years ago.
It seems like it. Every year if something goes on. I mean, I can remember the first time we had this thing, we had more people working the park that day than we had people coming.
Yeah, yeah. But word got out.
Word got out. And each year it gets better.
Yes, it does.
And the crowd gets a little bit bigger, and we have more people wanting to come.
The neat thing about the Fall Festival, right off the bat, official hours are from 10 to 4.
Oh, yes.
But our buddy Joe Powell's out there in the morning, 7 o'clock in the morning. He's entertaining people with singing and whistling and doing his thing, and he's such a great guy and puts you in such a great mood. And even the vendors that come in and start setting up their wares and their booths and everything enjoy our buddy Joe.
The funny part about that is one year, 4 or 5 years ago, we were doing something, and it was so quiet, and everybody was grumpy, and including me. And I just thought we had to have something here to do something different.
Sure.
So I talked to a couple of people. Joe's wanted, said he would do it and be glad to come out. He came out, and as soon as he got on the air and started doing the things, all of a sudden the people got perky. They start feeling better and said, oh, it feels good to be here because there's something going on already.
Yeah, yeah.
Because it's so quiet.
Joe's one of those people that can walk into a dark room and light it up. He's, you know, he's a fun guy. He loves what he does, and he's good entertainment, good listening music, and people just like him.
Well, Mickey, right off the bat, the Fall Festival, as we mentioned, officially from 10 to 4, but
right.
you're going to be able to sneak out there early if you want to sneak out there
right.
early. One of the big attractions you got this year, the Liger is back, which is the hybrid lion and tiger, and this is part of the exotic animal
education show,
which is attended by hundreds
for each show.
Kids and hundreds of adults. And most people never get to see a liger.
Never. I never, in my 70 years now, never knew a liger until 2 years ago when Woody brought him.
Yeah.
And I still didn't realize it because it was a small one. But now, coming back, I've seen him a couple other times, and we wanted him back.
Right. And such a great point for the kids to draw their interest into animals and wildlife and nature in general. It's a great, great educational tool.
There's three shows that he will have, a 30-minute show each time he puts it on, starting at 11, at 1, and 3. And the liger would be the main subject, and then after about 20 minutes or 15 minutes of talking with the liger, he will have two or three other different animals to share with the kids, too. And I've seen them so deep that you can't see. The kids can't see that good. So what some of the parents did, put them up on top of the showers, and go, and you can get a great picture to see this big crowd coming in. It's no charge for it. It's free.
Yeah.
And that's the best part about it.
And I probably didn't even mention right off the bat, this is at the Pinell City Park, where it's all free. You don't have to pay to get into the park. Everything there.
Free parking.
Free parking, and, you know, you've got some great stuff to really kick off the fall season, because today is officially the first day of autumn.
Yes. This is one of the few times in the 12 years we've had it close enough here, real with it.
So the events, as we mentioned, start out. Everything officially starts at 10 o'clock, along with the Liger. A big part of the whole festival is the entertainment, which
right.
is under the pavilion, which means people can bring their lawn chairs. They can sit there as long as they want. They can sit there all day and enjoy a wide arrangement of a wide array of talented people.
Right. And it goes through different things, and you don't have to go very far for any food.
No.
It's within steps of the concession stand that the chamber has. We have Italian beef. We have the Smokies. We have hot dogs. We have hamburgers, cheeseburgers, things like that.
Barbecue.
Right there. And then when you go out to our food court on just right outside there, you had London Simmons with his barbecue ribs and barbecue pork steaks and barbecue rib wings, I think they're called. And every year he brings 500 pounds of meat there, and by 2:30, 3 o'clock, it's all gone.
Yeah.
And he can't believe in one day he gets rid of that much, but he does, and he cooks it in this great. Big, I don't know what you call that.
I think it's a homemade cooker. I think
right.
he's probably designed the thing himself. And my gosh, he fires that thing up, and man, does it smell great!
Well, it really puts a smell in there.
Oh yeah.
He starts cooking, and it's patiently. You have to cook these slow. You can't cook them fast.
Yeah, he doesn't show up at 11 o'clock in the morning and start doing. He's there early in the day.
He has everything in there early. Late Thursday night, mm-hmm. and then Friday morning, his people come in with the final food, and the wood's there, and at 7 o'clock, he's all starting it up. The funny part about it is, this is the, London comes from Royal Lake. He's the mayor over there. He's only the second mayor of Royal Lake's ever had. But he has a church over there, and he does it for the church,
mm-hmm.
and all the money they make goes to the church there for different programs they have there. And that's an interesting story there when he first got him to come. It took me 5 years to get him there. But this is his seventh year, I believe it is, for him. And he's very happy to come. It's only a one-day affair.
Yeah, makes it a little bit easier for him.
And one thing we forgot to mention to start off the morning is the Tour de Cole bike ride.
Oh, yeah.
The fifth annual. And, of course, right now we're at 125 pre-registration, and that is a lot more than we've had for the previous 4 years at pre-registration now. Mm-hmm. Now, usually we end up with 75 or 80, but this year we're already past 125. We've still got 2 days of mail to come, but you can register on the day of the bike ride at 7 o'clock at the Bunnell City Hall, Bunnell Civic Center, right on downtown Bunnell. We'll have signs all over the place
yes,
that
you
direct you. And the thing, just come in, and all we ask you is to wear a helmet.
Mm-hmm.
It's not a race, and it's fun.
And it's going to be absolutely great weather this weekend. The forecast is going to be very autumn-like.
And it looks good right now. It looks our favorite.
70s for highs, 50s for lows, and if it's not that, we're going to fire the morning guy, Randy Prangy, for being off on the weather forecast.
Okay, and the only other thing we have to say...
we're going to deny milk in the future.
The riders like that cool morning.
Yes, they do.
Not the muggy or the high humidity and everything like that. But they start and they go, and they do the 15, the 32, or the 63. By 9 o'clock, 9:30, the first of the bicyclers are starting to come back, and they end right there at the park. And at the park, they have a lunch ticket, and they come in and they get the sandwich and a drink, and that's how we promote to come into our town. And that's one of the things the chambers is to get people to come in and see what we've got, and they see businesses. They see all the 27 coal mines that they ride by that we have on the map that they get.
And, Mickey, one thing we might mention is if you come upon a bicycler, a cyclist, talk to them. They're very friendly people. They have some great stories. They're from all around the area, and you know, they're glad to share their story of
and
how they got interested.
And it's just not local people,
neither.
We have the Hannibal Quincy Bicycle Club. They're bringing 15, 18 people. We have the Washington University Medical Research Group that last year they brought 12 people, and they're coming back with more because it was a nice ride. It was not a rush. A couple of them are the from Boeing, that they're racers, but they go out there and they'll do the 63 miles in about, or 63 metro in about an hour and a half, 2 hours.
Mm-hmm.
And that's pretty good. And then when a lot of them go get a sandwich or get something to drink or rest and cool off. They go to it a second time.
Yeah, yeah.
And it's good. It's most of it's flat. There's a few rolling hills there, but it's scenic. It's very safe too.
Oh yeah, yeah. And you will have the emergency vehicles that
the SAG. Yeah, the support group. They're out there running from 8 o'clock to 3 o'clock in case you break down or something for the bicyclers. There's always somebody. We always have some other people from the committee running out there every once in a while just to make sure everything is okay there. We have emergency people standing by too.
All right. One of the big, big things, of course, is the entertainment. And Steve Davis, who is a perennial favorite, not only is Steve appearing, but his band is appearing to wrap up the afternoon's festivities. It's Steve Davis and his Memories of Elvis. So prior to that, of course, we mentioned Joe Powell, but in between, the Will Black Orchestra and the Heartland Band.
Right.
Great entertainment.
The Heartland Band has that 13-year-old fiddler player, and I have to stop everything I'm doing to listen to her fiddle with that, because one night when she was doing the summer concert series, Uncle Raph was there, and he saw me over the corner of his eye. He didn't think it was me because I stopped.
Well, she was in here one day, and just absolutely amazing.
Yeah. She has appeared several times lately at the Hillsborough Moose. They've started having dances there, and her band has been there. And this young lady is, she just keeps getting better and better every
right.
year.
And the funny part about it is, if you see her off stage over to the side, she looks like about a 10, 11-year-old teenager that she just, shy type of a person.
Boy.
And it surprised me. It looks like two different, but she's up there and she's just playing like that. It's good.
I think a lot of times, Mickey, creative people tend to be shy, but it's the outlet. Their creativity is their outlet, where they are able to express a different personality, and I think that's very true in entertainers.
Yeah. Any one of these, the Will Black Orchestra and the Heartland Band that she played, the fiddler played, there is going to be room. I'm going to allow some room for the dancers.
Right.
If they want to come up and dance. I don't know if they're going to dance early in the day or like they do in the evening there, but they always have some good ones. I'm waiting for the time that Uncle Raph gets up there with his better half and get a, you don't have to dance fast. You dance one step the whole thing.
I think I'd draw a better crowd if I danced with Mick.
you probably can. let's just not go there.
I might throw a net over if you haul us away.
The only thing we ask you for the entertainment section, if you're coming, if you would like, there is no seating
right.
in the entertainment section because we can pack more people in there. If you bring your lawn chairs, we'll put you in. If that gets packed, there's grassy area right there. They can sit there and listen to them. It reaches out to them. There's going to be plenty of food there if they want to come a little bit earlier, have lunch with us. And if they want to look at some of the craft that maybe you're looking for some kind of holiday gift or something for Christmas or something, they might be able to pick up something. They're inexpensive. Illinois Valley will be there with their 50 feet of space. They always have everything. They sell out of just about everything. That one big thing they make, they already have 100, she told me yesterday, 125 pumpkins, where she'll have them there, three different sizes or two different sizes, that you can engrave your name or you can put it out on the lawn and say the Robinsons household or the Robinsons or something like that. There's different ways you want. And they'll engrave it while you're walking around the park looking at everything else there. And she has mums, she has everything else there.
That's great. Now, our friends from the MCCD, the Macoupin County Developmentally Disabled, will have their stand there, will they not?
Oh, yes, they will.
Now, this is one of their big fundraisers, isn't it?
It's one of the top two. Steve Davis is the other one. He puts on a great performance, and I think it's late October, Buschetti dinner up there, and the people have buy tickets for it and everything, and they have like a three-hour show after the dinner, and they just love it. I mean, they pack the house. They have twice have to move to a larger vendor for the place there because they keep outgrowing. They make tons of money there. At our place, it's only 25 or 50 cents a game.
Yeah.
But this year they have changed. They really like the thing they tested last year. Mm-hmm. They're going to have a little card for 11 punches for $5, where it comes out to about 50 cents. You go out and play all these games, and you'll have tons of it. So you don't have to be putting down 50 cents. You buy one.
One card gets you.
Right, goes. And if you want more of the kid, they have plenty of them.
Plus, I guess they're going to have a slide and a bouncy.
The bouncy house is coming back. This will be the third year for that.
Mm-hmm.
They're also, this year, Amanda told me that they're going to have an 18-foot inflated slide.
Slide,
And it's going to be inflated type, and that's going to be they've tested it already, and it's everything's ready to go, and they'll be putting them up Friday night and everything, and it's just going to be unbelievable.
Right.
And
not to interrupt you, Mick, but Crime
Stoppers. Interrupt me, you?
Yeah, I'd hate to do that. Crime Stoppers will be there, fingerprint again.
Right. Yeah. They're going to have it. You're going to be there?
Up in the air.
Okay. Well,
and the thing about the fingerprinting of the kids, Mickey, is that these fingerprints, once they're done, they go back to the parents. They do not go in any database whatsoever. This is strictly for the parents' peace of mind in case something, God forbid, should happen to the kid. They would have fingerprints of their child.
You hear every day in the news something's happening. People snatching kids, running away, going to other states. They have to have these fingerprints. The funny part about it, when they're fingerprinting, the parents are standing right there.
Yeah.
When they get through the fingerprinting, it goes right from that holer right into their hand.
Yeah. And there's no database.
There's nothing.
Because
nothing.
People don't. They need to understand. The Crime Stoppers does this strictly as a public service, and you are in control of the fingerprints of your child.
So. Yeah. Our Macoupin Montgomery County Crime Stopper volunteers will be there. That most of them are board members, like Uncle Ralph and myself. Randy, also of the station here, is on the board there, and everybody will be there doing this. And this is, I believe, the top fingerprinting location when they do it from all the things I've been hearing this year. Because we average 300, 400, 500 every year.
That's amazing.
A little inside joke. Mick, did we find our fingerprinting machine?
Yes, we did. Yeah. Yes, we did. It was right where it was supposed to be. The only thing is, somebody picked it up and saw it was not. But somebody left it there. So they picked it up and put it in a different building, and nobody knew it but that one person.
Yeah.
They tracked them down. We were very little worried about that.
Yeah, I bet so. I bet so. We're running short on time. Let's see if we can get through some more. Was the choo-choo train going to be there as well?
The choo-choo train from the Illinois Valley Rehab clients and the director, Robert Lewis, put that thing together. It took him about 2.5 years. He drew it, he laid it out, he made it with all his help there, and it's good, and it's running.
Yeah.
And Rick Conical of Conical Sievers Equipment Brothers is going to be pulling the train, taking it around the area and giving people rides on it.
And this is a nice opportunity for the parents or maybe the grandparents to sit down with the kids and you know, take a load off their feet for a few minutes and spend some quality time with them.
We have it out. We usually run about 400, 500, 600 kids on that train all day.
That's amazing. Going to have the kettle corn guy back again?
Oh, yeah. Pastor Dave.
Yeah.
We have him. He comes in there. He does it the old-fashioned way with the big black kettle.
Yeah.
And it gets in there and starts and puts on. It's amazing how it pops up and does a very good job, and it's nice and a reasonable price.
And if you've never had kettle corn cooked outdoors like this, it's not anything like you've ever had before.
Right. There's only a few people who can do it the right way.
Do it the right way. And he's one of them.
Yeah. And he also will have funnel cakes.
Okay. Okay.
And funnel cakes, he makes sure I have one about every couple of hours. And it's just some other good.
Are they going to? Is Blackburn College going to have the snakes and the reptiles?
Right. The funny part about that is just about the time they're arriving, I'm not paying attention to time because you're always worrying about something there. And all of a sudden, I sense the park is tilting one way. And the kids know where exactly where it is because for 12 years, we put it in the same spot up in the north. East corner of the park.
The parents want nothing to do with it, but the kids do.
All the kids want it. And they're right across the street from Kalani's funeral home.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. And most people have had the chance to see Steve Davis. But if you've never seen his band that plays with him, they're terrific. Those guys are good.
Yeah. And this is a mixture of different people from different times. And I've never heard him myself. Full time. I've heard maybe 5 minutes of their thing, but they put on a show.
It's very good,
Mickey. One other thing: are you going to have the one thing that the kids are in awe of after they see the demonstration, the rollover demonstration?
Oh
later?
Yes.
Okay, is that going to be there?
Oh yes. Okay. State Police Doug Francis will have it there, and basically, if you wonder why people get killed when they get thrown from a car, mm-hmm. this is a perfect reason. I've seen teenager boys, 14, 15, 16, 17, 18-year-old kids, come up standing there and laughing at this rollover simulator, mm-hmm. and then, spinning, all of a sudden, the dummy comes flying out of the car, and they go from a laugh to a serious thing. That's the purpose of it, let people realize what happens when you don't use seatbelts.
So you have entertainment. You have good food. You've got information. Gosh, it sounds like you've got a great fall festival set.
Well, we also have picnic tables sitting right in the middle of all the food, so you sit down right there, and that's where the only place there is for sitting.
All right. And we're going to be having some broadcasts from the fall festival beginning in the 10 o'clock hour. Saturday morning on WSMI FM 106. Beyond, I gave us a break this year and didn't play this weekend.
Unbelievable.
So.
By the way, if anybody wants a schedule or any kind of information on the festival or the bike ride, they can go to the website, www.coalcountrychamber.com, and get more additional information for who the entertainment is or what time the show for the exotic animal, for the ligers, and everything.
Mickey Robinson, Coal Country Chamber, thank you very much. Uncle Ralph, thank you, sir. That's it for our program. That's right. Around the corner we go. Today's program brought to you by the Plummer Funeral Home in Litchfield. Stick around. We've got the markets coming up next on AM 1540.